Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And we're going to ask you to share our work far and wide. We have a nation to wake up. And as you've heard in the first two segments, we're reaching critical mass right now, right today. And we need to wake people up. We're going to have to recall some rhinos. We're going to have to get to work with an agenda that's going to protect the midterm elections. And I have some suggested reforms here. We need to get on board and start popularizing them. But first, wanted to let you know, my friends at Body Align, they have taken all their products and they're on sale for the rest of the day. Significant sale. And just to refresh your memory here, we got the EMF defense, which basically I think keeps your cell phone from killing you. The wellness band that I wear here every day. It gives you energy. Better take it off at night if you want to sleep. Sweet dreams patch. I mean, this gets you to sleep if you're having trouble falling asleep. And of course, fast pain relief. Those are the four major ones I like. I'm using the two EMF defense and the ultimate wellness band, but I would not hesitate to use the others if I had a need. If you have a need for any of these products, today is your day to get it. 35% off with a coupon code that we're going to give to you right now. Love 35. Love 35. And you're going to get 35% off right now. This is absolutely fantastic stuff. And I really want to recommend that you do this now while you still can. Remember, this sale's only in effect until midnight tonight. I'd get on it right now. Love 35. 35% off any of these products. Absolutely fantastic. Well, we need to circle the wagons. Absolutely positively circle the wagons. And I want to get down to what we really need to do. All right. And first of all, I want to let you know there's a risk, but if we do it collectively, I don't think there's much danger. But I would be remiss if I didn't tell you about Tina Peters. And if you follow me regularly, you know who she is. I interviewed her in person just before her trial started. Her sham of a trial, totally kangaroo court with a cutout judge who's in the hip pocket of the thieves that run Colorado. And Tina is now, for doing her job, in prison for 9 years. She's almost 70 years of age. It's basically a death sentence. She was elected to be the county clerk and recorder in Mesa County, which is the county seat's Grand Junction. And she only went into the business because she said, man, this is so inefficient. Like, if we want to go to DMV and get a license, license plate, it's a 3 hour wait. It's terrible. I can do better. And she had run businesses. And so she came in and proved everything. She was very popular. And then she had no agenda with the elections at all, but she started seeing anomalies that didn't make sense. Now, remember, she's the chief election officer of her county. She called in an expert. She goes, I don't know about these machines, but I'm going to bring in someone that does. And she allowed him access to a machine to look at it. And sure enough, they have found election fraud. Although in her trial for doing what I just described, they called it a felony, eight felonies to be exact. What they found was improprieties in the machines that would flip the votes. And she had no idea. I remember. She's responsible for the integrity of her election. She had the right to do this. She had the right to bring in help when she didn't have the technical expertise. And in her trial, they would not let her present evidence on why she felt it necessary to open up the machine and give access to an outsider with her permission. And that's what they put her in prison for, exposing massive voter fraud in Mesa County in the western slope of Colorado. Okay, just telling you, there's a risk here. What we're going to do. But we need to become very, very vocal collectively. I have listed some voter reforms that we need to do before the midterm election, absolutely positively. And if you've listened to the first two segments, you know that I have not arrived at this lightly. Jerome Corsi, Liz Harris, my work all combines and tells you basically the same message, but from different sources. We need to make the following changes. Number one, we must have voter ID. And I can hear it now with the Democrats, and they'll put the Democrats of color up there to espouse the racism behind it. Oh, it's Jim Crow 3.0. And, hey, look, I've been through this before. When you buy beer, okay. When you're pulled over by the police, okay. When you go to get your license tags, if you go in person, if you cash a check, okay. Should I go on? Your ID is given to you for an ID purposes. Some people can't afford. Well, wait a minute. You can go to the state of your choice where you live, and they have official ID cards that they'll issue from the state in lieu of a driver's license. It's easy. We must have voter ID. Must. Number two, the DOJ and the FBI need to oversee the cleanup of all voter files in every single county in the United States. Liz Harris, as you heard, 300,000 fake voters in Maricopa County alone. 1.1 million estimated on the current rate in Maricopa County statewide. Enough to flip the election. Trump won Maricopa County and the state of Arizona, won the state of Arizona in 2020 by over a million votes. That's how bad the fraud is. So we need to have cleanup of the voter files where they don't get to embed these in your databases to bring them out when they want as mail-in ballots for people who aren't active, they're dead, or they've moved away to another state. So that's number two, DOJ, FBI supervised cleanup. Number three, no electronic voting. Only paper ballots allowed. Only paper ballots allowed. We have seen so much crap. In Arizona in 2020, I had an election official, actually three of them, tell me they had to make quarters for voting machine officials, and they had their own internet. And then the allegations were many of the votes were counted in China. What could possibly go wrong? The only thing that can go right is to have paper ballots, no electronics whatsoever. And we used to do the vote pretty much in one night. But I'd be willing to wait 2 or 3 days if the hand count slowed it down that much to make sure we didn't have voting machines involved. By the way, isn't it interesting that when Tucker Carlson was going off on voting machines, BlackRock, major investor for the voting machines, they got the majority interest in Fox in terms of asset management. And within 2 weeks, Tucker was fired. Yeah, that's not an accident, people. Okay, so all paper ballots next. We need to have contract agents trained by the DOJ and the FBI with their supervision to make sure that the transfer of all ballots, whether it be from the post office, which has been criminally corrupt in many instances, particularly in places like Pennsylvania, that needs to be monitored by neutral observers who are trained and they carry the force of law to stop illegality when they see it. Next. Same day voting. None of this sizing up votes until the end of the night, like we saw in 2020, or we saw in Wisconsin with the Hovde senatorial election. Midnight votes come out of proportion to anything that happened before, statistically unreliable reports. And what ends up happening? Hovde got beat, and so did an estimated six or seven representatives, most of them in California. And 4 to 5 Senate seats. Taking care of this problem right here starts to even out the odds for what's coming up. Now, do I think that's going to solve all the problems? No, but it's a good first step because it takes the electronic cheating out of the equation. Now, you need to put the people on the defensive in the various locations where there's massive voter fraud, like Maricopa County. And you need to put those people under investigation. Now, what's interesting is the Maricopa County voting irregularities with Katie Hobbs, who's the Secretary of State running for governor against Carrie Lake. She made all kinds of rulings that favored her candidacy. That's illegal. It's conflict of interest. It's actually a felony. But nothing happened. See, that needs to be investigated. And Carrie Lake needs to be installed as governor of Arizona. Katie Hobbs needs to go to prison. She's also taken a $400,000 campaign bribe. And now there's more considerations with her budget and what's happened with her budget. The woman is piling up enemies here, and even the rhinos can't defend her. So we're looking at a situation right now where we have to do this. By the way, at the time that Trump was running in Maricopa County, Arizona, do you know who the county clerk and recorder, the chief election officer of Maricopa County was? Adrian Fontes, Mr. Cartel Lawyer. That's what all the California people call him. Defends the cartel. He defended the cartel in the Fast and Furious that killed Agent Brian Terry of the Border Patrol. Yeah, he got elected. We can really trust him, can't we? And now he's the Secretary of State. Imagine that. Corruption runs amok. Trump needs to investigate all the major centers in the 2020 election, look for improprieties, and bring them up on charges. This is why the Democrats are stonewalling these nomination appointments, because they know what's coming. And they know some of them are going to jail. Anyway, I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. We're really glad to be with you. We thank you for joining us. Please share this far and wide. Sign up for our newsletter, thecommonsenseshow.com, over 50,000 strong. All you got to do is put your email in the link for the newsletter that you can find at the website, and you'll get yours today. Thecommonsenseshow.com, upper right-hand corner. Put your email in and stay up to date. It's one-stop shopping. It's very convenient, and over 50,000 people belong. We'll see you back here next time. Make sure you share this far and wide. Thanks for joining us.